kina chavdalid, number 24, al korban beis hamikdash, is a kina that's not said that often, but it's another kina of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, classic Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, filled with psukim from different passages in Tanakh, as well as references to midrashim and a poetic structure. After the opening lines, each verse consists of three rhyming lines. Also, each verse after those opening lines begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet in a reverse acrostic, starting with a Taf and then working its way towards Aleph. That reversal is interesting. I wonder if it isn't a reversal of creation. We have this idea that the world is created using the letters of the Aleph base. Well, this is a reversal of those letters. Not unlike with the Mabul, where there's a description at one point of the devastation that takes place with the flood, and it reverses that which was created on different days of Briyas HaOlam, of the creation of the world. So to hear, it's a reversal, maybe because the Beis HaMikdash, well, the theme we're about to say of this kina is the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe how the looting of the Beis HaMikdash is like a reversal of creation. Maybe. In any case, the subject of the kina is a description of the parts of the Beis HaMikdash that were destroyed. This is something you don't see in a lot of the kinos. There's another kina that's rarely said. It's Be'osai Shaflu, kina number 32, that also does this. It's valuable as a one-stop shopping kind of list of different components of the Beis HaMikdash. It also collects midrashim that relate to the destruction. Some of them are familiar, some of them are more esoteric. An example of the familiar would be in the Tet verse, where there's a reference to the Medrash about how Ammon and Moab came at the time of the Korban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they demonstrated to everybody, look, the Jews have these kruvim that look like idols in their Holy of Holies. They claim that this was evidence that we are idolatrous like everybody else. A little more esoteric, in the Resh verse, you have a medrash about Hashem sending down four coals to the four corners of the Beis HaMikdash to burn it. The kina as a whole also highlights the loss of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, the Klei HaMikdash. And I see two themes here. First of all, from the beginning of Tanakh, the victor in war takes the religious articles of the loser, not in order to use them religiously, not as an idolatrous act or as an act of adopting the religion of the loser, but just the opposite, to demonstrate the supremacy of the victor's god. So the Plishtim take the Aron and put it in the house of Dagon, their Avodah Zarah, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. On the other hand, David takes the Avodah Zarah of Ammon. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about how he nullified its status as an Avodah Zarah, but there's this idea of taking the vessels associated with the loser's Avodah Zarah as a trophy of sorts, saying, look, his God lost. I wonder if that isn't why Yaakov's sons took the idols from Shechem. Remember, after Shimon and Levi destroy Shechem, Yaakov tells his sons to get rid of the Elohei HaNechar, these foreign gods that they took. Why did they take them in the first place? But perhaps it was part of a demonstration of our God being greater. But maybe this is part of the theme here, how, look, all the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash were taken, how they took the vessels, as if to say, look, their God is stronger than our God. That's number one, theme number one. You also find it in the Mesha Stili, I believe, where the Moabites talk about doing that. I think that's there as well. A second theme found in describing this taking of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash is that the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash are used in Tanakh as a metaphor for us. So that Yirmiyahu foretells that Bavel is going to take our Kelim, and they will be in Bavel until Hashem brings them back. Bavel Ayuv Uvishama Yehu. And the Gemara at the end of Ksuvos talks about how that may be understood as a statement that we are supposed to remain in Bavel until Hashem brings us back, the Kelim representing us. So maybe that's part of what's going on here, is that we're talking about the kelim being taken, the vessels being taken, as a metaphor for us. And of course, we know that Hashem causes Cyrus to send back those kelim, to send back the vessels for the second Beis HaMikdash, that represents our return back to Israel. And we have that hope that just as Hashem did that with the Klei HaMikdash back then, so too Hashem will cause us to come back now.